This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If everything is destined by Allah, and if I commit any sin, then who is to blame? If I am destined to commit a murder, and then I commit a murder, but naturally I will not be responsible for it. It is Allah who has destined it. Therefore, He will be responsible. Then why should I be punished for this?
As far as the question of this qadr is concerned, it's a common question asked by Muslims as well as non-Muslim about the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's difficult to understand. I'd like to give an example for people to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ilm al-ghaib, has knowledge of the unseen. He has knowledge of the future. I'd like to give an example that if in a classroom there is a teacher who teaches the students, after 1 year has passed, before the examination, the teacher predicts that this child, he will come first class first. This child, he'll get a second class. This child, C, he will fail. And once the examination takes place, and when the results are out, student A gets the first class first. Student B, he gets a second class. Student C, he fails. Now the question I would like to ask is that just because the teacher predicted that the student C would fail, can the student C blame the teacher, saying that because the teacher predicted that I will fail, I have failed? But natural answer is no. The teacher predicted the student A will get a first class first because he knew that the student was studious and he was intelligent. Student B, he was an average student. Student C, he used to play hooky. He used to bunk school. He never used to study, never used to do the homework. So based on that, the teacher predicted that student C would fail. But student C cannot blame the teacher because the teacher predicted I will fail, therefore I failed. The student himself is responsible. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ilm al-ghaib. For example, when a human being comes at a crossroad, there are 5 roads from which he can choose. Road 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He has the free will, he can choose any. He chooses road 3. And that's already mentioned in the destiny that he will choose road 3. It is not because Allah has mentioned he will choose road 3 that he has chosen road 3. It is because he will be choosing road 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes in advance because he has ilm al-ghaib, like how the teacher predicts in advance. So Allah knows this person has a choice. He can choose any of the roads from the 5 roads available, but he chooses road 3. So Allah knows in advance he will be choosing road 3. Therefore, he mentions in the qadr, in the taqdeer, that he'll be choosing road 3. Now, once he goes to road 3, after some time, he comes on another crossroad. 1, 2, 3, he chooses road 3. Now, because he will be choosing road 3, Allah knows in advance he has ilm al-ghaib. So he's mentioned that after some time, he'll come at another crossroad, and this particular person will choose again road 3. It is not because Allah has mentioned in taqdeer that he will choose road 3, that is choosing road 3. It is because he has chosen road 3, Allah has written in advance. It's a bit confusing, but you realize that Allah has ilm al-ghaib. Same way, a person, if he wants to earn his livelihood, he has both choices. Either he can strive hard, work hard, and do an honest job and earn that money, or he can rob, or he can steal. The choice is, this person prefers to steal. Now Allah knows in advance that at the age of 25, he has the option of working hard and earning honest living, or stealing. But this person steals. So Allah knows in advance he will be stealing, therefore Allah has written the taqdeer he will steal. It is not because Allah has written that he has stolen, it is because he will be stealing, Allah has written in advance. So similarly, if a person commits murder, it's his choice. He can either not commit murder or he can commit murder. Choice is his. And he commits murder. Who's to blame? He's to blame. So here we realize that Allah is ilm al-ghaib. So that's the reason there's a saying in Urdu, there's a very good couplet by Allama Iqbal, which says, Khudi ko kar itna buland ki har taqdeer ke pehle khuda apne bande se khud poochhe batate hai raza kya hai. Which means that make yourself so great that before Allah writes the destiny, He will ask you that what is your wish?